With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. The Roaring Lion Fire, burning southwest of Hamilton, is now 50% contained. The evacuation area north of the North Gold Creek Loop Road has been changed to Stage 3, or All Clear. Evacuation areas south of the road remain in Stage 1, or Warning and Alert. Firefighters are taking advantage of unseasonably cool and humid conditions today. Thunderstorms have been passing through the area this week. Fire spokesman Mike Cole says no rain hit the fire last night, but it may have gotten some this afternoon. He says crews are keeping their eyes open for new fires due to lightning strikes.
Because I can't imagine with that many strikes, there isn't something laying out there waiting for the weather to change a little bit, giving an opportunity to get up.
Officials advise residents heading home to be careful around trees. Some can have burned roots, and they could fall at a moment's notice. A smaller Type 3 incident management team will take over command tomorrow evening. The Lost Trail Fire, burning in the Bitterroot, remains at 8 acres after intense water and retardant dumps over the weekend. That fire was immediately combated by 66,000 gallons of water and 4,500 gallons of retardant. There are currently 125 firefighters working on the fire. They are prioritizing mopping up hotspots and building containment lines around the entire perimeter. If the weather remains cloudy and cool throughout the day, spokesperson Todd McKay feels confident that the blaze will be contained. 3 helicopters, 2 hotshot crews, and 2 Type 2 hand crews were also on the ground. 387 personnel are working on the nearly 1,500-acre Copper King fire 8 miles east of Thompson Falls. The fire is currently 5% contained. Because of the warm and dry weather yesterday, fire activity increased with pockets of fuel burning throughout the afternoon. Crews were attentive to hotspots and reinforcing the defensive lines they worked on earlier last week. Because of the cooler and damper weather today, crews expect to make progress in protecting homes and structures along Highway 200. Firefighters will be removing existing fuel from the area so as to mitigate the chances of the fire spreading. There are still closures in effect for forest roads and campgrounds in the area. For a complete list, visit our website, mtpr.org. The 12-acre Piper Fire started in the Piper Creek drainage in the Mission Mountain Wilderness on August 5th. Officials say the fire is in steep and inaccessible terrain and requires helicopters to attempt to contain and suppress the fire at this time. Crews are ready to engage with the fire when it is no longer hazardous for firefighters. There are still closures in effect for forest roads and campgrounds in the area. For a complete list, visit our website at mtpr.org. I'm Cole Grant.